Federal Trade Commission says nearly one-third of financial exploitation complaints last year came from seniors. Number one complaint reported to the Senate Aging Committee fraud hotline last year was the Jamaican lottery scam, but not far down the list at number five, grandparent scams. As WUSF's Susan Giles Wontuck reports, that scam is making the rounds again.
AARP says the grandparent scam is back in force. This is where con artists identify an elderly person just by random calls or because they've gathered somewhat intimate detail through social media. Hillsborough County Sheriff's Detective Larry McKinnon says there's no shortage of grifts to try to separate people from their money.
We've had scams such as I have your loved one, holding them hostage, wire me money, they've been arrested, I need bail money. You have a warrant for your arrest. You need to send cash to have the warrant go away. IRS fraud scams that we've heard.
According to Stetson Law, the elderly are often targeted for several reasons. Because the criminals think they're easily confused, because they make poor witnesses, and because they're unlikely to report a crime. So if you ever get a call demanding money right away, don't be afraid to just hang up. Susan Giles-Wentuck, WUSF 89.7 News.